Gentle tidings there, folks. Ronnie Romance here, coming to you from somewhere that is not Connecticut. What am I doing out here? Shouldn't I be back there selling bags or whatever the heck it is that I do? Well, I'm going to tell you a little bit about that. I'm going to fill you in on what's been going on, why we haven't had anything for sale in like 3 months. And if you stick around after that, you buckle up, like and subscribe, I'm going to take you on a little road trip with me out west to wherever I am now. So let's go back in time, folks. It has been an emotionally and physically draining last few weeks. Shutting down the factory.
Nutmeg Needleworks in Waterbury, Connecticut, where we'd been producing our Fabs line for the last 4 years or so. Sorry for the sad music, really squeezing the lemons here. A lot of this is still pretty fresh and raw, so, you know, kind of processing it still. So, please like and subscribe while I'm being vulnerable on the internet.
We had some staff leave right around Christmas time, right before the new year, back to Puerto Rico. They were very important staff, and we just felt like we could not continue on without them. And so we had to make the very difficult decision to close down Nutmeg Needleworks after 2 years in business. So not a very long time, but enough time to certainly learn a few things. what to do, what not to do, more what not to do. But now, you know, moving forward, it feels like we got like a master's degree in manufacturing. We were successful in that we made back our, you know, in 2 years we made back our initial investment, and we were able to pay ourselves, Aria and I, and pay 7 to 8 staff members a living wage in Connecticut, and then some. Gave a lot of people promotions. There were people who had worked in that factory for 20 years, and we inherited a lot of good and a lot of bad, taking everything over from some gentlemen who were retiring after 2 generations in this business of bag making in Connecticut. They had owned this factory for nearly 40 years.
And we thought we could keep it going, you know? So we gave it our best shot.
Going into the holidays, we had a really good run of it with Ron's Bikes, with our bags and whatnot, introduced a few new items, and I was pretty hopeful for 2024, and so was Aria. I felt like we were just starting to get the hang of this, and well, granted, you know, we certainly missed aspects of our old lives.
Yeah!
It just really felt like we were, sometimes I should say, it felt like we were doing the right thing. At its best, we were having fun doing it, you know. But, you know, I think, you know, we made bags for a number of other companies, not just bicycle companies, but, you know, handbags, things like that. And I felt like we needed to lean into that so I didn't have to rely on selling bags so much. And it seemed like it was going to go, it seemed like a good idea. But as it went with our management style, Aria and I, you know, we just are not able to push like you really need to when you're a factory boss, you know? And so we just were not able to make any money off of making things for other people.
And I think ultimately our staff picked up on that, and it scared them at times, and I can't blame them.
All of the money we were taking in was from the Ron's Bikes line, and yet we still tried to make things for other people. So, yeah, certainly should have focused on our stuff a little bit more. We make stuff for us, it sells. I mean, we left the shop in Waterbury, we had no bags left, no inventory at all other than caps and bandanas. So thank you for buying our stuff. We really appreciate it. It makes all this an easier pill to swallow financially. Yeah, we made a tough decision. We had to shut down. We just didn't have the skilled labor that we needed to continue on. And our overhead was very expensive. Definitely, you know, lost hours of sleep, or you could say I gained hours of life, because I was wide awake in those times. Yeah, it was weird. It was a interesting time. I'm speaking in retrospect. This time is over. It's months later. It's March 2nd now, and we've been moving out of this place for the last 2 months. Taken a lot of our machinery.
Excuse me, that was loud. There's a big echo in 12,000 square feet.
We've sold a good amount of our machinery, but you don't make much after you realize how much it costs to ship this stuff. Our biggest item, the clicker press, which hydraulically punches out all the pieces of fabric, it's 5 tons. Unfortunately, we had to throw a lot out. I had some help with good pals Jay and Riley this last week, just chucking stuff out a 3-story brick factory window into a dumpster. Definitely sore in places I never been sore before. Everything seems to be put away now. Sorry for the long story. Wished I had documented more of it, but I was not in the headspace to be creative at all these last few months. It's just been intense. I don't know. A lot of anxiety around it all. And so, anyway, we don't have to be here anymore. We've got a few new factories that will be making our bag line. We hope to have bags again to sell by summer.
And until then, I'll be focused on selling these Alumax frames. So thanks for buying if you have already.
So until then, we're going to hit the road. I'm going solo. Ari is going to fly and meet me next month because there are still a few last-minute things that need to get done here. We've got our friends Bree and Riley, who shipped for us originally, doing the shipping while we're gone. So we'll have a few items up for sale. I've been getting the van ready. I've been trying to, you know, slightly improve our pretty rudimentary setup in the van that we've had for the last 4-5 years now. Well, anyway, you want to check out the van? I hope it's staying dry. I cut a hole in the roof yesterday. I've never done that before. I'm kind of nervous. I promise this isn't going to become a van content channel. I say that now. Our setup isn't near nice enough. Oops, come on down again. This is our van setup. Don't be fooled by this. I know this looks cool. But beyond this, it's just 2x4s and mold. One thing I did do, I did install a vent fan, max air thing. I'm rushing. I was supposed to leave yesterday, but I really wanted this thing in because, I mean, it's pretty gnarly in here. This van is pretty gnarly, and I don't want to breathe. I don't want to sleep in here and breathe the air, stale air, like we've done for like the last 4 years in here. That's why it's so gnarly. So, yep, home sweet home for the next 3 months. So I'm going to take you along with me. We'll get more of this tomorrow. Okay, so it's tomorrow. It's today. And we're leaving today. I haven't been sleeping very well the last few months. But last night, I think I got my 7 hours in. I don't use my throwing 2x4s and sheets of 3/4-inch plywood out the window. I don't use those muscles, apparently. Yeah. Gonna have some coffee, eat some oats, and start packing. Last morning in Hadeland for a little bit. Be making my next cup of coffee somewhere in Ohio, probably. That's if I'm able to drive 8 hours today. 50-50 chance. All right, so yeah, it's already 11 o'clock. So much for an early start. But I'm packing my bikes. I'm going to bring my Alumilith,
HEB,
my Alumax,
GravDad,
and this new prototype Ron's. I just finished Ron's / Beach Club. Uh-oh. My Ron's / Beach Club rim brake road bike.
Crotch
medium
rocket.
Reach. This thing is light. Just built it up. Still got to wrap the bars and stuff, but pretty cool. Continue packing. All done packing, and it is such a nice day. I had to pull out this new bike, wrap the bars, and do a little short ride before I start my Strava. A short ride before I head out of here and have dinner with my, or early dinner with my parents. And I'm not making it to Ohio today, but I'll get somewhere a few hours in.
Now, unfortunately, I misplaced the audio file and the camera did not pick it up, but we can only assume I was saying something very profound. I had just gotten back from a bike ride on that new road bike, and it was a rocket ship. It was a beautiful day, and now I'm getting into my chair of the big rig. I'm going to turn this puppy on or something, and, you know, I'm going to dinner at my parents' house. So I went from my goal of going 8 hours of driving to get to somewhere in Ohio to 45 minutes away to my parents' house. So here I am, pulling out of the driveway in Old Hadlime, headed to Clinton, Connecticut.
Okay, so 4.5 hours in, or 6 hours of travel time, I'm at my first spot here on Mile Run Road in the middle of nowhere, but off of, right off the highway, Pennsylvania. You gotta drive straight across Pennsylvania, which is a surprisingly large state. So I've ridden in this spot a few times before, but coming up this time, to my surprise, there's other cyclists here too. All these cars have bike racks. And it is Monday, midday, so we got some grav dads, retirees. This is such a gorgeous ride. I mean, not long after you leave that highway corridor, it's just all this. Man, so good. I am feeling better by the instant.
I mean, come on. This is amazing out here. And now it's everyone's favorite time of day, dinner time. What's on the menu tonight? It's beans and greens. Okay. Scoop a few spoonfuls here. Generally adding a little nutritional yeast for good measure. Maybe a lot of nutritional yeast. And, you know, this was a different day, but a similar menu. I do certainly love beans. Do you love beans? Let's know your favorite bean in the comments. Somewhere in Missouri. It's a fine morning to sit with my thoughts, and you guessed it, go for a bike ride.
Incredible ride. Bike is like great. Everything is
is just absolutely stunning out here.
The new bike, even with these skinny tires, I mean, this big old titanium seat post, it's very compliant. Okay.
Like my Stomp Block shoes? Available soon from ronsbikes.com, but you could get these socks right now.
Hi.
Following I-40 West, which follows the old Route 66, you see stuff like this every exit you get off of. So if you like taking photos of old, decrepit, rundown things, get your kicks. You know what I'm saying?
Not quite sure if that's the, that might be the wildfires that are on the Texas Panhandle. It's flat, and I can see a long ways. I suppose I am officially out west.
Had a, slept in a Whole Foods parking lot in Tulsa last night. Discovered what I thought previous days was just kind of like an animal running across the roof here and there. Well, I found out last night that, yep, this old van has got mice. Doesn't surprise me, I suppose. I'm wondering if that's maybe the weird smell I've been trying to eradicate. The Connecticut Country Bumpkin Mouse in the big desert.
Okay, time for another dinner time here in New Mexico. Tonight we are doing asparagus. Just fried those up in some olive oil. Now we're doing some tempeh. Just going to chop these things up. Fry them in some olive oil and salt. Just get them nice and crispy, you know. Flip them after a few minutes. Coat them with oil again. And get some chores done in the meantime. It is nice to be back out here again, I gotta say. And so we're going to be dipping those tempeh strips in some chipotle bitchin' sauce. Yep, asparagus. Who needs utensils? Who's watching? Well, you're watching. Excuse my manners. And no, generally, my urine doesn't smell any differently after eating asparagus. I know it varies for everyone out there. Why don't you let us know your experience in the comments?
Well, welcome to the next morning here. A little different weather pattern. Never know what you're going to get up here on the Continental Divide, somewhere in New Mexico. Pretty, though.
Well, so much for my hot shorts and baby tees. We're in New Mexico, and I found, I got a mouse in my trap this morning. Felt kind of bad letting them out and, this kind of weather, but I left him with a few nuts. Maybe that mouse will start a new family.
Just out here adjusting my shifting.
We're all set, and we're ready to go into that valley. Pretty nice road. I love checking out these old adobes, or whatever, this old house here. This old house. A pretty nice spot.
Look at that, they even had a bathtub and a tiled bathroom. Not a bad spot, check it out on Zillow.
some of the smoother stuff I've been on in a while. So we're just about at the 10-mile mark here. We made it. So, as much as I'd love to go out here, it's time to turn back.
Oh, it's another dinner time. Brussels sprouts and onions and olive oil. I think there was some garlic in there also. Oops, I didn't see you there. Another fine night in the desert. I do sleep well out here. And I hope you sleep well tonight too, but not before you finish this video. We got a little more to go. It's the next morning and I am 3 hours from Tucson. I did it in 5 days. Put in a few 10-hour days and a few 8-hour days, and now just 3 hours to go. Pretty fortunate. I was able to get a good ride in every day of the drive. That makes a big difference for me. I could do a lot after a bike ride, let me tell ya. Well, here we are, coming towards the Tucson Valley, I think. Racing the train, like a freight train, if I were to write a song about this. Maybe I will someday. So please like and subscribe. Tell your mom, tell your grandma, tell your grandma's friends. Like and subscribe. You click a few buttons, you really make my day. Okay, folks. Bye. I hope you like and subscribe.